السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. وقال تعالى: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا ابن آدم، لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم أتيتني غفرت لك على ما كان فيك ولا أبالي. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected and honorable brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, through the grace and through the sheer favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this opportunity to present ourselves in the masjid for the salah of Jumu'ah. And Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this understanding that this world, that this universe did not come into existence by itself. Rather, there has to have been some creator who created the universe and who created us and who placed us into this universe. And there was a reason due to which he did this. We did not just end up existing without any purpose, without any reason. Rather, there is a reason behind our existence, a purpose behind our creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The only reason I have created humankind and similarly jinnkind is for my worship. I had no other use for them. I had no other purpose for them. Allah ta'ala did not need us. That Allah ta'ala created this beautiful universe and everything it contained, Allah Ta'ala did not need us to manage it. Allah Ta'ala did not need us to run it. Rather, He had creatures who were much more capable than us. The Malaika, the angels were much more capable than us because they do not have any need to eat or to drink or to go to the bathroom or to get married or to sleep or any of the human weaknesses which are attached to us. The angels have none of those weaknesses. The angels are extremely capable of doing everything. More than capable, rather. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create humankind, Allah ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Remember when your Lord said to the angels that I am creating a khalifa upon the earth. Khalifa means a vicegerent, a representative. Khalifa, the Arabic word khalifa has many connotations. One of them is, if I have a khalifa, my khalifa has to be identical to me in qualities, in attributes. Now obviously no one can be identical to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is even similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Nothing is like Allah ta'ala. However, when Allah ta'ala is saying, I'm creating a khalifa, He is saying, I am creating a creation. I will give that creation attributes which are similar to mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. Allah ta'ala has mercy. Allah ta'ala displays mercy. Allah ta'ala will give this creation rahmat and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving. Allah ta'ala will give this creation the ability to forgive others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sabur, the patient one. Allah ta'ala is going to give this creation that He will create the ability to be patient in times of difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-samad, the independent one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this creation that He will create the ability to keep Himself independent of everyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, Allah ta'ala will allow this creation that He will create to resemble Allah ta'ala in His attributes. And that's why the person who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who incorporates the attributes of Allah ta'ala into himself the best. We read the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala in the famous hadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has 99 names. Whoever memorizes those 99 names will enter Jannah. So this is one thing that we need to do. Memorize the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. Not just memorize them, rather call Allah Ta'ala with them. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala mentions that He has beautiful names, so use these names to call Allah Ta'ala. Many times people ask, I do dua, my du'as are not accepted. We need to ask ourselves, are we fulfilling the etiquettes of dua? Dua itself is not a race, it's a marathon. Dua is not a race, it's a marathon. That a person thinks, you know what, I'm just going to do dua and I'm going to get what I need. Rather, we need to do ijtihad in dua, we need to work hard in dua. The dua itself should be a particular act of worship that I spend time doing. I spend minutes, I spend hours doing dua. And we see this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that look, sajda is the time when you are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore in sajda, use this sajda to ask from Allah ta'ala. Meaning spend a lot of time in sajda and do dua in sajda. Spend a lot of time in sajda and do dua in sajda. And that's why there's a particular sajda known as the sajda to shukr, which is when you don't even have to tie your hands to start, you know, your salah. Rather, you just go straight into sajda. And when you're in sajda, you just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just express gratitude to Allah ta'ala. You just do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember in the battle of Badr, when the Muslims were outnumbered by the non-Muslims. They were outnumbered. And it seemed like, on paper, it seemed like there was no way that the Muslims could actually be successful against the disbelievers who had come. And the disbelievers knew this, the people of Makkah, they knew this, to the extent that they had come with ladies who were singing, who were dancing. They had come, you know, fully confident in their victory, that today we are going to go. To the extent that when their caravan was saved, then people started to say amongst themselves, look, there's no need to go and attack the Muslims. Our caravan is saved, our wealth, our money is saved. The reason we set out from Makkah was to protect our wealth and our assets. They've been saved. Why don't we return to Makkah? But Abu Jahl, la'anahullah, he said at that time, he said, look, no, we've already set out from Makkah with a mission in mind, which is to destroy Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers, the believers, the Muslims. So we're going to go there and we're going to do this. So they came, and it just seemed on paper that there was no chance. There was no chance that the Muslims could win this. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us at that moment in time how we are supposed to actually make dua. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? There was a small shelter which was built for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went into that shelter and he fell in sajda. And he stayed in sajda. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu mentions, he said at night time, because the battle of Badr took place on the 17th of Ramadan, he said the night before that, I came to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in sajda. I went back and I went to sleep. I woke up, I came to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still in sajda. And then I went back, and then the battle started. During the course of the battle, I came to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still in sajda. And what was he saying? Ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make this dua, Allahumma in tuhlik hadhihi al-isabatu la tu'bad fil ardi. Oh Allah, if this group, small group of Muslims are destroyed today, then you will never be worshipped upon the earth again. These are the sole few people who believe in you. If they are destroyed and they lose today, and they are not victorious in the battle, then you will not be worshipped upon the earth. He spent his entire time in sajda. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is feeling sorry for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is trying to lift Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from sajda. And he is crying, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, because he's looking at the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's weeping, he's sobbing, he's in sajda for hours. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, starts to feel sorry for him. He says, you know, stop, please stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely not waste your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely not waste your dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues. Until all of a sudden he gets up and he says, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me victory. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam educating us and teaching us that dua is not a race. Got to do it as quick as I can. Oh Allah, I need this. Off I go. And then I say, it didn't happen. My duas are wasted. My duas are not accepted. Dua is a marathon. We have to continue. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith that, don't expect your du'as to be accepted straight away. Rather, continue. فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَى. Continue, strive in doing du'a. So my dear respected brothers and elders, I started from the verse in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. This life, this very short life, is the life which we will take, whatever we do in this life, good deeds or bad deeds, this is what we will take to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Allah ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّ, whoever does a small atom's weight of a good deed or a bad deed, this is what they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she was extremely generous. She was extremely generous, to the extent that her nephew, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he was the daughter of Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Asma and Aisha radiallahu anhu, whom were sisters. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakr and Sayyidatuna Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, they were sisters, two sisters. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr was the son of Asma. So he says that I have never seen two more generous people than my mother and my aunt. His mother is Asma radiallahu anha, and his aunt is Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha. He said, I've never seen two people more generous than these two ladies. Anything that would come their way, they would just give it. They wouldn't even care. There was no concern about, will I eat anything today? Will there be food left over? You know, when we give in charity, we plan it, that I can give this much, and then I also need this much to feed myself, feed my family members, etc. Which is also an advisable thing to do, especially for those of weak iman like us. But he says that my mother and my aunt would give charity straight away. He said the only difference was that my mother would not even keep it for a second. Anything that came into her hand, she would give in charity, in sadaqah. He said my aunt, she would gather, you know, like if someone gave her some money, she would keep it. Someone else gave her some money, she would keep it. And she would let it accumulate. Once it had been accumulated and it had gathered, then she would give all of it. That was the difference. Otherwise, there was no difference. So at the end of the day, they would both give everything in charity. So Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha would give so much in charity. But when she would, there was a time when a person came and he asked, oh, Ummul Mu'mineen, you know, ashay'u lillah, like the beggars would say, please give me something for the sake of Allah. And Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha gave him a grape, one angur, because that's all she had at home. And she gave him the grape, and then she recited the ayat, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى, whoever does an atom's weight of khayr, of goodness, will see it. And then she's asking herself the question, I wonder how many atoms are inside this grape. Meaning even a small act of charity is being given, but with the intention that Allah Ta'ala is going to reward me for every zarra, har zarra ke bin apal. So this is how we should be. Every single action that we do, every single deed that we do, we should be conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Every good deed is being recorded. Every bad deed is being recorded. This life is our capital, my dear respected brothers and elders. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاقُ. There are two blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Most people are making a loss. غَبَنٌ, this word غَبَنٌ, is normally used in buying and selling. You know, when you make a profit or you make a loss. So when you make a profit, it's known as ribhun, ribhun in Arabic. And when you make a loss, it's known as ghabanun, that you've made a loss. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he's trying to bring our minds closer to our reality. Most of us are doing business and buying and selling. We're worried about profits, we're worried about losses. Rasulullah is saying the worst loser, he's saying, the one who has made the least profit, or the one who has lost his capital, he has lost his profit, he's lost everything, is who? نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Our free time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and our health that Allah ta'ala has given us. Most people are making a serious loss in regards to their free time and in regards to their health. When we have free time, we don't appreciate it. And then free time goes and we become busy, and we say, now I don't have time to worship Allah ta'ala. I'm busy, I'm married, I've got kids, I've got a job, I've got bloody blah. I come home and then my head is already, you know, spinning around because of the activity of the day. I don't have time. Similarly, illness of an old man or a person who is afflicted with the illness says, I can't move now. When I stand in namaz for too long, my legs ache, and when I fast, then my body feels really weak. What about the time when you were not that frail and when you were not that weak? This is the time that we need to appreciate, and this is the time that we need to use to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, worship your Lord until death comes. This is the purpose of our creation, of our existence. My dear respected brothers and elders, Ramadan has finished. In Ramadan, the masjids were booming. There was so much activity. People were coming, performing salah, faces that we'd never seen. Ramadan finishes and then those faces go. Ramadan goes and it takes those faces with it. And then we don't see these people again in the masjid, and possibly we may see them next Ramadan if Allah gives them another year of life. But we need to have this desire inside of us, this zeal to strive for the sake of Allah. We don't want to make effort. We need to learn how to make an effort. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make effort. He would stand in salah hatta tawarramat qadamahu, until the bottom of his feet would swell up, and not just swell up, then they would burst. And then the Sahaba would say, Ya Rasulullah, why are you giving yourself so much difficulty when Allah has forgiven all of your past sins and all of your future sins? And he would say, Afala akuna abadan shakura, afala uhibbu an akuna abadan shakura. Should I not be a grateful servant that my Allah Ta'ala has given me so much? Because I did not choose to be a Nabi of Allah. I did not choose to be Allah Ta'ala's favorite servant. Allah gave me such an amazing blessing. Even if I thank Allah Ta'ala for this all day, all night, all my life, I still will not be able to express shukr and gratitude to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the ulama explained from this hadith. They say, look, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that not only should we worship Allah, but we should put ourselves into a bit of difficulty in doing ibadat. That every time I'm only going to do worship when it's easy for me. I'm only going to worship Allah Ta'ala if I have my relaxation and my coolness and everything is, come to the masjid and it's, mashallah, AC is on and nobody's standing next to me too close and I feel like I've got all the space. And when I'm in my comfort zone, I'll do ibadat, otherwise I'm not going to do ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us here that when we worship Allah Ta'ala, we need to go through some form of difficulty as well. And this is following the sunnah. So this is why, unfortunately, our situation is that we don't want to go through any form of difficulty, any form of hardship. We worship Allah if we can do, if it's easy for us, and if there's any form of difficulty, my mood, my mind is not in the right place, I'll do it another time. I'll recite Quran another time. Right now I'm too tired. Right now I've had a long day. Right now I've had a bad day. So I can't recite Quran today. I can't do this today. Someone is coming to me asking for help. I know by helping him I will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say, no, I'm too, you know, my head is already hurting from this and that and this and that. He can come another time. Or if he doesn't come, it's okay, it doesn't matter. So we pass opportunities to do good deeds just because it's going to, well, physically we're not in the right state of mind. This is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the whole point of today's talk, my dear respected brothers and elders, for myself and for all of us, is that this life is very short. Every single second, every single moment, every single opportunity, we should not take for granted. We should use it to see how we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is being calculated. Everything is being watched. Everything is being monitored. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself in this dunya. Take account of yourself. Before the day of judgment comes on, Allah Ta'ala will take account of you. Take account of your day. How did I spend my day today? How much time did I use for worship of Allah? And how much time did I spend watching TV? How much time did I spend playing games? How much time did I spend in idle, futile talk? Whenever that's the one poet mentions, poem is not coming to my mind at this moment in time in Arabic. He mentions that, look, whenever you feel pressured, or whenever you feel in that situation that you want to say something and you know that whatever you say is going to have no benefit, just convert that into the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just close your mouth. He said, especially if you are someone who is very eloquent, because those who are very eloquent and can express their words very nicely, many times they talk excessively. So he says, just control yourself and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or even remain silent, because many times remaining silent is better than just talking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
کچھ اعلانات ہیں. پچھلے جمعے کو جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی وہ 1173 پاؤنڈز. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی ڈونیشنز کو قبول فرمائے. اور اسی طرح عمران بھائی کے بیٹے کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے, وہ بیمار ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا نصیب فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان سے بیماری کو دور فرمائے. اور اسی طرح حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی فیملی کی طرف سے مسجد کو بھی 50 پاؤنڈ دی گئی ہے, اور ان کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو غریق رحمت فرمائے, ان کی تمام آخرت کی تمام مراحل اور منازل ان کے لیے آسان فرمائے. Another quick announcement. So inshallah, as the brothers know, every month generally we try and keep a program at the end of the month, a talk in English, especially for those who, for our youngsters who maybe struggle to find time to come to the masjid for different commitments or reasons. So we have this one program where everyone can gather, inshallah. So we have this at the end of every month. So after Ramadan, the first month, we couldn't actually keep a program in the first month. But inshallah, this month in June, there will be a program taking place. So on Sunday, the 12th of June, we have a very important program and a talk taking place in the masjid. Now, as always, the talk is for brothers and sisters to attend. It will be in English. For the brothers, there's facilities downstairs, and obviously sisters have facilities upstairs as well. So Sunday, the 12th of June, after Asr Salah, so it's not this Sunday, next Sunday, after Asr Salah will be still at 8 o'clock, I think. So after Asr Salah, inshallah, the program will take place. It's a very important topic about istiqamah and steadfastness and being punctual upon our practices and being steadfast upon our faith and our iman. So inshallah, all brothers requested to please attend and please get the word out. It is on the screen outside. And those of you who have social media but are not following the social media pages of the masjid, please make sure you follow those pages, and please make sure you share the poster far and wide for everyone to attend, inshallah. Our mashallah social media sites are growing. We have our social media, the brothers who are behind the social media sites. Mashallah, the pages are growing. But what we want is not just that these pages and these kind of things grow, because that there's no fayda, there's no benefit in that. But we want that through these means, people connect with the masjid. And through these means, people connect with the programs taking place in the masjid, and people become more punctual with attending the masjid for the 5-time salah, and just attaching ourselves generally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, everyone please make this intention to share the poster, get the word out. On Sunday the 12th of June, after Asr Salah, 8 p.m, there'll be a very important program taking place in the masjid. Jazakallahu khairan. MashaAllah, it's holidays now, so our youngsters are off from college, university, school. We need to try and read our 5-time salah in the masjid. Not at home, but in the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, La salata li jari al-masjid illa fil masjid. Someone who lives close to the masjid has no excuse to read salah at home. And then if they read salah at home and they're confident and they're happy and they think, you know what, my namaz is also done, doesn't matter, then they are unfortunately they have deceived themselves, because in reality their salah should be taking place in the masjid. Some ulama have mentioned that this person who lives close to the masjid can walk to the masjid quite easily. If they read namaz at home, they get no reward for this namaz. This namaz has no reward, because their responsibility living close to the masjid was to actually walk to the masjid. If we look at the sacrifices the sahaba made to walk to the masjid, we would be ashamed. A sahabi who is blind at fajr time, another sahabi comes and wakes him up, and he is being guided by the other sahabi to the masjid. So we should think to ourselves that it's not, you know, and we don't even have excuses. If simple matters, I'm hungry, or I need to eat food, and I don't want to delay my food, or some TV program is on or something, it's always small excuses. We need to ask ourselves, these excuses, are they so strong that we can present them in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if not, then we need to, you know, try and adopt a better path, which is performing all our salah in the masjid. Everyone ready for this, inshallah? Okay, there's no point in listening if we don't make an intention, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah الذي قصم بالموت رقاب الجبابرة وكسر به ظهور الأكاسرة وقصر به آمال القياصرة وجعل الموت مخلصا للأتقياء وموعدا في حقهم للقاء فله الإنعام بالنعم المتظاهرة وله الانتقام بالنقم القاهرة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله ذو المعجزات الظاهرة وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الكمالات الباهرة وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه من لذات الموت وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا احتضر المؤمن أتت ملائكة الرحمة بحريرة بيضاء فيقولون اخرجي راضية مرضية عنك إلى روح الله وريحان ورب غير غضبان وفيه أن الكافر إذا احتضر أتته ملائكة العذاب بمسح فيقولون اخرجي ساخطة مسخوطة عليك إلى عذاب الله عز وجل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يأتيه ملكان فيجلسانه فيقولان له من ربك فيقول ربي الله فيقولان له ما دينك فيقول ديني الإسلام فيقولان ما هذا الرجل الذي من هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم فيقول هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفيه فينادي مناد من السماء أن صدق عبدي فافرشوه من الجنة وألبسوه من الجنة وافتحوا له بابا إلى الجنة فيفتح وأما الكافر فذكر موته وجميع حاله على ضد ذلك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب وأفرضهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rows for Salah. Safi Durus Kar Lijiyega. Please ensure that all gaps are filled. Brothers standing shoulder to shoulder, all phones are switched off.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please ensure all gaps are filled. Sathi, saf durus kar lijiyega. Please ensure we're standing shoulder to shoulder as well. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها
فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Inshallah, we should try and not bring our children. Of course, there may be a specific situation due to which we had to. We should try and avoid bringing young ones if they're not ready. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda waj'al akhiratana khayran min al-ula. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma a'inna ala ghamaratil mawt wa sakara الموت. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأصبغ علينا من فضلك وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.